You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy.
And what's happening? What's happening? What's going on with China and Russia and the Middle East? And why can't governments just kind of come together and unify? It's like everything is divided on the earth. But our God is ruling and reigning. At the same time, the adversary, the God of this world, is beginning to shift and move things into place. And God is allowing it. When you think about it, it's like a new global order. You think about the prophetic end time prophecies that God writes about. He wrote about, actually John wrote about, through the revelation of Jesus Christ in the book of Revelation. We're going to talk about that. But let's just see what's taking place at the very same time. Everybody's distracted by the coronavirus, and we should be focused on it. And we should be compassionate, and we are praying for you. And we've been praying for quite some time. But we've got to pay attention to everything, because while everybody's focusing on, you know, fewer deaths than the flu, you know, taking place, things are happening in the world. One of which is Elon Musk. He's the founder of Tesla and SpaceX and co-founder with PayPal. He has a company called Starlink. His rocket company called SpaceX is taking satellites into orbit around the Earth right now. And each rocket that goes up contains 60 of his satellites. And his goal, he has 240 up right now, but think about this. The Vox writes this. Vox wrote this on January 29th, 2020. And all the company, SpaceX, has approval from the Federal Communication Commission, that's America's Communication Commission, to launch 12,000 satellites. And Elon Musk is seeking approval for 30,000 more. SpaceX's goal is for Starlink satellites to form into a constellation that will provide 5G internet access for a price to give remote access to people for a price for the internet, G5, 5G. So take a look at this. I want you to see this. This is actually the launching of a SpaceX rocket that just took place. And watch what comes out. It's not one. It's actually 60 Starlink satellites coming out of the SpaceX. Take a look. You're going to see it happening. As we're focused on wealth transfers, or focusing on one-third of the GDP being spent, and they're talking about spending more as China is shifting, and this virus came out of China, more on that in the future. But at the same time, they're shifting the global economy. Take a look.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Zero.
Right here, this is actually SpaceX launching their Starlink satellites. It's happening. It's got 60 satellites inside this one rocket that's going to orbit the Earth.
Take a look. We are now throttling down and throttling back up in preparation for Max-Q, which is coming up here in about 10 seconds or so. Max-Q is the maximum aerodynamic pressure that the vehicle sees throughout ascent. So this is the largest structural load
that the vehicle
will see. While
we're actually focusing on this virus, they're focusing in the heavens over us.
80% in the landing burn.
That's Earth you're looking at there. That's the SpaceX aircraft. This is lower orbit.
So we did get confirmation of deployment. And there is that
live
view.
You're looking right
view.
There, that's 60 satellites all put together right there.
You can see on your screen the satellites are slowly separating away from the second stage. And over the next few weeks,
watch
they will
them
distance
separate.
Themselves from each other and eventually use their onboard ion thrusters to make their way to their final orbit.
So they'll separate themselves and begin to orbit around the Earth to give 5G around the Earth, and he's got permission from the FCC in America for 12,000. He wants 30,000 more. As a matter of fact, in the Netherlands in 2019, they saw some of Starlink satellite. Take a look at this. This is in the Netherlands, watching these things come over. That's it. That's Starlink coming over. Watch them begin to separate. So they said they start separating. They start surrounding the Earth. And you're looking at 5G technology, which is the key to be able to launch this global end time economy that's going to come in, that talks about in Revelation chapter 13. Is so powerful. Think about artificial intelligence is being made possible because of this kind of technology that's taking place at this very one moment. So we are in this day and time, and I have so many things I'm going to share with you, because on our next program, we're going to get right into artificial intelligence, artificial general intelligence. While we're focusing on this virus across the world, and they're locking everybody down in their homes, they're telling people you can't travel with the aircraft, they're parking all the aircraft that are flying in the air except for things that are delivering medicine. You know, they're telling businesses to close down, but what are they doing? The economy is shifting as we sit in our homes. Things are shifting as we speak. It's a global economy. And this is what God's word says, and I'll introduce this again, but he says that they, in the book of Revelation, which is the end time revelation, he says that there'll be a point where you cannot buy or sell. You cannot buy or sell. Every single business transaction, every business transaction, it'll be controlled by this one particular entity. It's identified as the beast economy, but what it is a system set up to be able to control a market. And if you do not take the mark, if you do not buy into their system, and right now they're even talking about with this virus going around, they're actually projecting, saying, listen, what everybody needs is some sort of chip in their body, some little chip to be able to identify that they have the virus or they don't have the antibodies, or they have the antibodies, and so they're safe to be able to travel. They want to track everybody's travel. They're talking about out of Israel and other technologies to be able to say that we got to track your phone. If we track your phone, we can tell if you've been somewhere that you shouldn't be. If you're actually supposed to experience social distancing, but you're not experiencing social distancing, you're actually gathering with more than, you know, 10 people together, then they see that you got 15 phones together, and they come and they do something about it. They just arrested a pastor in the state of Florida in America for a meeting saying that he wasn't an essential gathering. At the same time, they're saying abortion is a necessity and it has to continue on. They're suing America's courts to be able to say that having an abortion is an essential thing to take place. But preaching the gospel, to be able to gather as a church, that's not essential. Listen, we've been praying this, we've been decreeing it. God is going to stop abortion in America. That is the innocent bloodshed of children. And understand this, this is not new. This has been happening historically. There was this god named Moloch, which is no god at all. And people would sacrifice their children to this god of Moloch and shed innocent blood from these children so that they would have a, quote, better life, so that their economy would be better, so they wouldn't have, you know, and they believed it was to Baal. It was terrible how they were killing these children. Well, listen, it's beginning to stop right now, even though they're raising their head up. We are in some serious times right now. Understand, this is the greatest day the church has ever seen. But have you, how about you? Are you nervous? Are you fearful? Do you know Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior? Are you sitting there today watching the news and it's just negative and doubtful, and you're looking at the storm and you're thinking, like, we're going to perish, we're going to die? Maybe you're even thinking about taking your life because you put your trust in the economy. You put your trust in your business and your job and your stuff and your things. So many people have done it. Many people who were once following the Lord left God for money, left their family for money, left what God called them to do for money and stuff and things. But guess what? It is stopping as we speak. God has just said, listen, it's over. You know, right now we're putting all that on pause. Everything, every god, whether it's sports, whether it's religion, whether it's business, you know, whether it's movie theaters, you know, whatever you were trusting in, guess what? They're all put down. And there was even an earthquake that took place in Utah that took down the Mormoni, the angel that was sitting on top of the Mormon tabernacle. There was an earthquake that just took place in Idaho. I mean, you're going to begin to see perilous times. And we talked about this in the beginning of this year when God had when Pastor John Kilpatrick had an encounter with God, where God sent his angels to let him know that severe dark times are coming, times that we would not even survive. But he says, don't worry about that because I'm sending my angels to be able to protect you. Listen, God takes care of you. Psalms 91 is not a myth. It's a fact. Jesus is alive. He is real. He is Lord. And above him, there's none other. There's authority in his name. He's not a religion. He is God. He is all man, all God. And he came to this earth. God loves you so much that he sent his son to the earth to be born of a virgin. God is his father. Mary was his mother. So that he could live as all man, all God. and walk as we walk, tempted in every way. I mean, he felt all the stuff that we felt. Everything, he felt it all. But he didn't give in to it. He didn't sin. He was sinless. Think about that. He did not even sin. And then he was offered up on the cross. And he was sacrificed. God sent his son to die for you and me, to pay the price. Think about it. God loves you so much that he gave his one and only son to die for you. And then when he died on the cross, he went down in the grave for 3 days. And on the third day, after the price of sin was paid for on the cross, Father God raised him from the dead. And now he sits at the right hand of the Father. What you have to do is say, God, I want Jesus. I want you to be the Lord of my life. If that's you, I want to pray with you right now. I want to pray with you right now. Let's make Jesus, today's your day to make Jesus the Lord of your life. Pray with me. Jesus, I know you are the Son of God. I acknowledge that. I want you to be my Lord and Savior. Forgive me. Wash me. Cleanse me. Accept me, Jesus, into the family, I pray. In Jesus' name, praise God. Welcome to the family. Listen, go to meetmyfather.org for more details. I'm so excited to have you in the family. Don't forget to go to VFNKB Community at vfnkbcommunity.com and join the conversation in the community. And don't forget how easy it is. How easy is it? Let's ask God, dear God, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name. Now, remember what Jesus told us, how important this is. Love God. Love others and lead others to the same. God bless, and we'll see you on our next program for more.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at vfnkb.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at vfnkb.com. VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.